few questions regarding the air conditioner on Shabbat. One question we discussed on Friday night, Rav Moshe Feinstein asked a question, and it's interesting, we had the case in actuality the next morning. The synagogue, let's say, sets the air conditioner to go off on Shabbat. They set it before Shabbat, so it'll go off on Shabbat. They're anticipating a hot day. And it goes off the next day, and the air conditioner is working. However, it's cold outside. The weather took a change, and now the shul is freezing. And they have the air conditioner working, so the rabbi wants to know, can you tell a goy to go shut the air conditioner? So the rabbi uses a rule that the Shulchan Aruch talks about, that people, when it comes to cold, people get sick. People are sensitive when it comes to the cold. And therefore, he allows a goy to shut the air conditioner, and he throws into the mix that, you know, you're dealing in a synagogue over here where people are going to leave the synagogue. They're not going to be able to hear Sefer Torah. It's too cold for them. It's uncomfortable for them. They're not going to hear the Kaddish. And therefore, you're going to stop them from doing a mitzvah. He quotes a Mishnah Berurah that says that in the event where, let's say, the Eruv came down on Shabbat, it's permissible to tell a goy to put it back up, to fix the Eruv, in order to stop the people from making Avonot. So this case would be similar, to tell the goy to shut the air conditioning so the people don't leave the synagogue, so they don't have to be bothered, or they're going to miss Sefer Torah, etc. So therefore, the halakha, he was mekel in the synagogue, and that's we had the case. The goy can't come in and shut the air conditioner. You can tell him, shut the air conditioner. It's okay, that case of Amir Allah Akum. Certainly, he says, it would be permissible in one's home. In one's home, where let's say the air conditioner is on, in a case where it got cold outside, and it's on automatically, and it's not shutting off. So the halakha says, in a house, it's much easier to be lenient, to tell the goy to shut the air conditioner, because exactly, where are you going? You're in a synagogue, you can say, well, listen, leave the synagogue, you know, go home. But when you're home, where are you going to say? Where should he go? Go next door? We never cause a person to go to the synagogue. We never cause a person to leave his house. So therefore, in the house, it's much more simple to let the guy, to let the goy close the air conditioner. The Hiddush, we said also, regarding turning on an air conditioner. Let's say it's excruciating heat. It's hot, people are uncomfortable, even in a person's house, let's say. So we know that Shulchan Aruch talks about that it's permissible to turn on heat in the winter. Where it's cold, you can tell the goy to turn on the heat. You can tell the goy to turn on the heat where it's very cold. So the question was, is the opposite, don't you? When it's very hot, can you tell the goy to turn on the air conditioner? So the Minhag Yitzchak brings an interesting story from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi tells a story of Antoninus, who was once going on a trip. So he told Rabbi, pray for me. So Rabbi said, fine, God should save you from cold weather. So Antonino said, I need you to pray for me for that. Cold weather, I could just put on a jacket. I don't need you to pray for me for that. I can control that. He says, fine. God should protect you from the heat. He says, oh, this is a prayer. Because the Pasuk says, Ve'en nistar mehamato, that nobody is shielded, nobody is saved from the heat of God. So the rabbi wants to learn from here that you see, all the more so, if by cold, the halakha allows you to tell the goy to turn on the heat, even though you can alleviate it by putting on more clothes, and still they were lenient. By heat, you have no choice. What are you going to do? Even if a person takes off all his clothes, he's still hot. And you see over here that Antoninus asked for a prayer that he should be saved from the heat, and not from the cold, because the cold is in his ability to control. So therefore, the Minhag Yitzchak writes that if a person is hot in his house and it's uncomfortable, he can tell the goy to turn on the air condition on Shabbat. He can tell him beferush, explicitly. And he also works with the fact that turning on an air condition maybe is only isu d'rabanan, the way electricity works, and telling a goy is also d'rabanan. So you have two d'rabanans in a case of tzar, in the case of a person's inconvenience, which was also mutar, and therefore the halakha, we came out with two leniencies. Number one, in the synagogue if it's on, or in the house if it's on the air conditioner and it's too cold, the people are uncomfortable, it's not, the people are leaving the synagogue or the house is very cold, it's mutar to tell them to shut it off. In the case where it's very hot, again, we're talking about where you can't open up windows. If you can open up a window, of course, better to open up a window. We're talking where there's no breeze outside and it's just hot all over the place, then it would be permissible according to the Minhag Yitzchak. And Yalkut Yosef also brings this down, to tell the goy to turn on the air conditioner in the house, and the same would apply also in the synagogue.